Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, startups expected to grow virtual reality, companies forcing employees to take vacations, and five tips for launching a small business while keeping your day job, known as moonlighting. Those stories after this.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Here's a look at the trend of virtual reality. A startup based in San Francisco called Fove, F-O-V-E, has developed eye tracking for virtual reality. The Associated Press calls it that kernel of technology many feel is key for the illusion of becoming immersed in a setting. As at work, glance and a video game character talks back, or use a death stare to shoot down virtual spaceships. Fove, which was founded in 2014, has just 17 employees, but it's getting attention from the VR industry and has raised about $500,000 through Kickstarter. A recent report said smaller companies could become, quote, first movers, as established players keep a cautious wait-and-see attitude when it comes to virtual reality, or VR. Virtual reality has lots of potential business applications, such as giving apartment hunters a virtual look at real estate options. It could also prove useful for training of pilots and surgeons. The AP says the make-believe experience could aid in so-called empathy training as well for police and other service providers. And of course, observers say the other potentially lucrative application of virtual reality is pornography. Well, with work constantly on our radar screens and access to the office just a smartphone away, it can be hard to take a vacation, let alone truly unplug. That's why Caitlin Pitzker at Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine says a growing number of companies are returning to a policy in which employees must take time off. Caitlin, what do we have?
So believe it or not, there are employees out there, maybe some of your listeners are, some of them who don't take their vacation time. They have a tendency just to work too hard and at the end of the year still have that time. So a growing number of employers, although it's still a fairly small group, are enforcing policies where people have to take that vacation time, whether they, as you said, like it or not.
All right, why don't we take it? What generally are the reasons? Are we scared that somebody's going to do better or take our position while we're gone?
That's definitely a concern that people have. Maybe they're in a role that they're not quite sure that they can keep up if they take a week off. Maybe they're in an environment that's a little bit more cutthroat. Or maybe they just haven't really been in the habit. I definitely have spoken with people who haven't taken a vacation in years.
Wow.
It's just not something that they're in the habit of doing.
Goodness. All right, so who's doing what, say, on this front, kind of forcing us to take the vacation?
So it's still a fairly small group of companies. The companies that are most likely to adapt it right now tend to be tech companies and young companies that have grown rather rapidly and are now looking at their policies and saying, we have a lot of people who aren't taking vacation time. This isn't good for our workforce. How can we do this? And what they're doing is they're instituting policies. Perhaps they right now have an unlimited vacation policy, which was a trend we saw a few years ago.
Yeah.
And maybe people aren't taking it because they're not really sure what they're supposed to do with the unlimited. Not sure what is acceptable, what isn't.
Right.
So what they're doing is they're adding a rule that says you have to take at least X number of days per year. And some employers are sweetening the pot a little bit even more, and they're throwing in some cash for employees who will take that time. And it can actually be some nice cash to take a vacation with.
Wow. So the situation now where people are not taking vacation, say, is it worse today than it was, I don't know, 5-10 years ago?
You know, that's a really good question. I think especially now, even if you take that time, it can be very hard to disconnect just because we have that cell phone. The office is really an iPhone or an Android away usually.
Right.
But about 40% of employees are taking less than 1/4 of their earned vacation time each year. That's a fairly large number of people who are leaving at least some time on the table, and they may or may not be able to roll that time over depending on their company's policies.
I like vacation, man. They should share that with the rest of us. I'd go on more.
I have to say, that was one thing about writing this article. I said, you know, I'm happy I'm writing this. I'm enjoying the story. I'm happy to see the story coming out in our next issue, but I really could use a vacation myself.
See? Yeah, a little cross-company sharing of vacation policy time or something like that. We're speaking with Caitlin Pitzker, staff writer at Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine. She's got a piece entitled, Take Time Off, Like It or Not. Talk about mandatory vacation. The companies that push this say, what, they just really need their employees' mental health to be good? What are the reasons they say when they have to have that, I guess, difficult conversation?
Well, of course, they want you at your best, and that would be happy and healthy and presumably more productive. I think most of us are a bit more productive when we come back from some time off. And then on the accounting side, I was speaking with a few people who underscored the fact that it gets a little bit tricky when they have lots of employees who aren't taking that time because they have to keep track of all of it and keep different finances available for it.
Oh.
So it really does help them a lot, too, and presumably they're going to get a better worker for their efforts as well.
Thanks, Caitlin. Caitlin Pitzker from Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine. Coming up next, how to moonlight in order to launch your small business.
He's in the paint. Down by two. Can he do it? The ball is up. And nothing but net. The crowd goes wild.
Hey, Greg. Waiting on your PC again.
Yep. Want a front row seat to the big game?
No, I'm good.
A workplace that doesn't work is anything but beautiful. Give your employees the power to do their best work and reduce downtime by 50% with new, powerfully performing Dell and Intel technology. Learn more at Dell.com/business.
Are you planning to moonlight as an entrepreneur? In other words, keeping your day job while launching your small business. Tips on how to get started by Grace Bluerock, blogger and online entrepreneur. She wrote them for entrepreneur.com. Number one, she says, get crystal clear on your reason for starting. Maybe you're motivated by financial independence or being home with your kids. Knowing what motivates you is what will keep you focused. Number two, create a personal vision. Think about what you want in your business a year from now and write it down. Your ideal day, what activities you do, who your customers are, and how many you have. Read that vision every morning and night. Number three, she says, join a mastermind group for advice and ideas, even if it's just online. Doesn't have to be face-to-face all the time. Swap ideas. To find one, try a website called meetup.com. Number four, immerse yourself in learning. Take courses or listen to podcasts or audiobooks during your commute. And number five, stay positive about your day job. Negative thoughts drain your energy, making it far more difficult to move forward with your dream. Again, tips on moonlighting from Grace Bluerock, writing in entrepreneur.com. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business tips and reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback, too, on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.